Okay, let's move on to Ranch House Improvement Project.
I would like to present this here. I don't really... I'll have to find it.
Did we get that done within our budget?
So far, we haven't paid a penny, so I think we're doing really good.
We're not opening
but I think that we're still going to end up paying, I think, what we budgeted, somewhere around $2,000. Let's move that way. Okay, Ole, we definitely need high degree of input from you on this.
Okay, so where's the existing structure?
Let me
okay, right here. Right there.
Is this okay?
Okay. Well, this is the new dome. This is the existing structure right here. Okay, not including this bathroom. Okay, like this.
Dog trucks right now.
Okay. We talked about building an addition over here. And in building an addition over here on this side, we really made these two rooms unusable. This can no longer be a bedroom because it doesn't have a window access. And in order to make the roof pitches all line up, the width of this needs to be the same width as the width of the cross connection piece so that the ridge lines line up. And so that leaves us with needing to somehow make access into the new part through this room, which would then make it unusable, or this one. But it only came back to about right here. So it really caused a lot of concerns that we're basically adding three bedrooms and making two existing bedrooms unusable. And secondly, and this probably bothered me even more, is the fact that this addition piece that we built over here really can't functionally be the dining room or anything. So we're still building a new dining room over here.
Right.
And so we've got this additional cross-connection piece that we're building that has a lot of cost associated with it that has no usable benefit. So for those two reasons, we re-looked at putting the addition over on this side, and we've kind of gone out there and measured, and only one tree would have to come out and some limbs cut off of the tree that's in this area if we want to leave it.
For the benefit of the tape, what side is that? West, north, south, east?
This is the south.
On the south side.
So here's what we've added in this process. We've added a new dining room area. And I would propose that we make an arch right here where this window is so that there is a walk path in between here. But it, you know, gives a nice visual look. And then we've added a additional bathroom here. And we've added a bedroom here, and basically a master suite here with its own bathroom. And we've added the laundry room that has a facility with an exterior exit entrance for three sets of washers and dryers to be running. And we probably got to at least answer the question, will we have enough power to run three sets at the same time, too. These bedrooms, the architect showed also an outside entrance. These doors are fairly expensive, and actually none of these are needed, these three doors here. But we may decide that we want to leave some of those if in the future we ever have, say, some hired hands and a ranch manager that, you know, didn't... a large family, then it might be nicer to have some exterior entrances to some of those.
You'll want those too, because sometimes people come in the winter, and I can't go up and open a cabin, but we have people who come by and want a room, and I can rent them a room that they can get in and out from the outside, and just like a bed and breakfast, say, you know,
yeah.
I can let them
so
stay there.
That's okay, but in with your family, Ole, I'm not. I mean, I really want to see this as meeting the needs of your family first.
Right.
Not, you know, we're
looks,
kicking one of your kids out.
No.
Well, frame no.
As existing, this could be Ole's master bedroom.
Right.
He's got one here, one here, one here, and one upstairs. Throw a couple of the boys upstairs together.
And my thought is, since we weren't building kind of like the school room or type, that the upstairs room
maybe come
would be that perhaps.
Right.
And not be a bedroom. But anyway, you've got capacity for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 bedrooms.
Well, and the little kids we can double up.
Or 6 bedrooms
in 4 years, Lizzie will be headed out, and then they'll start leaving one by one. So.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I think this will work out. The master bedroom here. The master bedroom suite. We could bump out, and I would probably recommend, because see, it's actually a smaller room than these, the way it's drawn. We could bump this out another couple of feet, and that would really change the feel of that a little bit with that 2 extra feet in yeah. bringing this out. But this has a door that comes out right here, so this could be a nice little inner courtyard and perhaps leave that tree that's there. It would be a courtyard for the family, you know,
right.
And a little bit of a privacy there. But this I think would be a pretty functional floor plan in getting us all the things that we need.
Okay. One suggestion here, Dirk. You know, instead of 2 windows here, if we put a sliding door in this point, down the road, this dining room, I know it's your dining room, but it could be used for a board meeting or something like that.
How big, what's the dimensions on that?
That's 16 by 16, it looks like.
Let me show you the exteriors. So you guys see what we're trying to create. The look in the front. We did want to create more of a ranch house looking house.
Okay, so that's why the slider wouldn't work well there.
And so...
Okay.
Okay, there's the other door.
Well, there's a couple of ways that we could do it.
Well,
but you look at the front of this house, and I, for one, am going to stand firm that we are not going to do stuff that looks like crap. We're going to do stuff that looks good. And a French door or sliding door here is not going to make the kind of look that we want in the front of that house. You know, we can look at some other... things, but we got to start making things that when you drive up, they look sharp.
Right.
And we can choose to put a porch across the top of this by putting kind of a shed roof that would begin about right here. This currently has a porch here and a porch here.
Right.
So this would be more of the porch for the bedroom wing and the laundry wing. This would be the porch for the main house entrance. We would take care of a new roof, some type of this is just a rendering. I don't know if we'd want to use a wainscote or some type of material, but some hardy backing materials are available. That's actually a concrete board with a design in it that looks like wood and a texture of wood, but it's, you know, a very maintenance-free material. So, you know, there's a couple of options there, but I tried to use these kind of open roof trusses here. They add a lot to kind of a ranch structure instead of just a regular truss system there. And that's what the back of the house would be, and we'd finish off that deck back there to look a little better than it does at the same time. And so this shows the side of the house that would have the different doors in for the laundry and the 3 bedrooms. But
and 2 or 3 of those could be eliminated.
We could put a window in there for right now. Later on, if they became bedrooms, we could always cut them into a door. I mean, if they were at least 3 foot wide windows.
The cost of putting a window in actually
is more than a door.
About the same, so...
Well, if you frame it and then just side it over...
We could put the door in now.
Okay. You got to have some kind of a...
I think each one of those costs about $400.
I'm just thinking for accessibility and privacy and everything, I don't know that you'd want an exterior door going right into your master bedroom.
Well, you got to think down the line, you know, if you know, the kids that moved out and the... I think having those exterior doors are going to be awful beneficial if you need to have somebody come in and stay. And you may have, like you said, you may have a couple of guys there. And
besides that, you need an escape route for the manager in case somebody's ringing the doorbell they don't want to talk to.
Right. I think that's the number one reason.
The window into the courtyard.
The only thing about that is we'll have to create kind of an extended patio on this side.
But so we can do that with bright stone or rocks.
Yeah, like it that. Needs to have a flat work along
some
that side.
Work. But that could be done with flagstones and things like that that
sure.
we can lay down.
But sure. then when rain bugs, things like that too, you know, ultimately.
You know what mostly brings dirt in is the wind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sand will creep into places. I mean, we clean that comfort spot every week, mop it, pull it out, and by the end of the day, it's got dirty.
If you look at this side here, it's a little hard to see on the south side, but those have a couple of short steps up so mm-hmm. that it will protect, you know, wind-blown debris and dirt and stuff. And
well, plus, we can also, once that place is built...
We're going to do this on slab.
We'll
on slab. Okay.
Another question.
And this slab will be elevated enough that we can, you know, make that all work. And it looks like the flow of the land... You know, the way land will work out quite well.
It's a very attractive building, actually. I
actually like the fact that, I mean, we won't have to take out that big blue spruce you know, I think...
Well, the front tree. The most obvious space anyway. You have that big dead spot, which we talked about last time. You know, what do you want to do with this big span of dirt? Now you don't have to worry.
This is the south end here.
Let's grab some on now.
This is south elevation. That's where the laundry room actually would be right there.
Can we consider also some passive solar windows there to bring heat in during the winter time?
You can make the doors those window ones with the blinds and
you're not going to get a lot of benefit from that, I really don't think, unless you really put a lot of glass in there. Those windows will help, but keep in mind these are bedrooms. They're not like an open area.
Right.
You know, you don't want
to... Well, no, I'm not thinking that extensive.
How are you going to push heat around in there? Are there...
This whole thing would have a heating system designed for it.
The propane, forced air.
Yeah, forced air system.
I'm a sun sitter. I like to sit in the window with the sun and that sort of thing. That's the kind of thing I'm thinking of.
Sure. Well, these would all be low E windows that would let, you know, heat in and not, you know, escape and, you know, high efficiency windows. We could put a window here in this one.
I think it'd be smart. When my kids are sick, I sit them in the sun.
Well, the more glass you put on the south side, the better.
Exactly, for the winter especially.
So there's one more window we could put, and we could evaluate the cost of putting in window panes in the doors as well. So that's
of
course, you have privacy issues, too. But
you get them with the integral blinds that cost like $50. I had that on my...
Right.
It's a $50 option.
So I'd be fully in support of those kind of things.
Do you have an estimate on...
We got the drawings. But I would say this, in terms of the finances, there's only one option that I can see that would work. And others may have some options that they can see, but the only one I can sort through is that we need to find a way to borrow more money. And particularly within our corporate structure, if we borrowed, say, $120,000 to build this addition or whatever it would be, then
That might be more amenable to people because then it doesn't create a big...
Right. There's not a big special assessment. We'd pay it off over a 20-year loan like we would any typical house project. And we wouldn't need to have an increase in assessments. Probably if it was budgeted right, we could make, you know, the payments on that loan. And also all the interest expense and would be deductible. Tax deductible, and the depreciation schedule would match up fairly well with the term of the loan, so even the principal portion would be tax deductible. So I think that's what we should do, is find a way to borrow either for the board or in a personal entity so that we can obtain the funds for that. And I really think that we would have a difficult time raising the funds in the next 3 months to move ahead with this in any other way. So, and that doesn't...
Hey, would you swing a deal with Hunting Biz?
I know in the irrigation board we did a similar thing.
Much
where
better
we,
places to put money. Like Alaska. Yeah. Michigan, Texas, Costa Rica, Brazil.
What were you saying, Kirk, about the agricultural thing?
We just, you know, are in the process of making an offering on a house that we need to buy because it contains our pumping station and stuff in the backyard of it. And the owners were trying to sell the house, and we would be then kicked out of our leasehold on that. And we actually, one of the board members went and got a loan privately to buy the house, and then we'll make the payments to him, and he'll make it to the bank. So that was how we kind of scrambled and did something there. But of course that, you know, ties up his credit and so forth in that, and we were lucky enough to have a board member that was in a position to do that. But I really think we're going to have to go somewhere and find a way to do this with financing, and that's probably our most favorable thing tax-wise and our most favorable thing interest-wise and our most sellable thing to the membership. And I think if you went to the membership and you said, okay, here's your three choices. Choice number one is that we pay a special assessment of X thousand dollars each, yes or no. Choice number two is that we, you know, allow the association to borrow an increased limit. You know, that 30 years ago may have been okay when the association was formed, but today doesn't meet the needs. And choice number three is that something else, you know. Yeah. But really, I don't think we have a choice number do nothing, you know. I don't think that's a choice. And so we ought to try to forge forward into some type of a financial plan now that we have drawings. And I think there's a lot of things that we can do to work with a contractor to contribute labor and contribute our efforts. But it's still going to cost us a good amount of money.
You're picking a metal roof on this, that you show shingles.
I think so. I mean, and those are some things that you guys need to go through and decide. What do you want the exterior to look like? But I would really, the only thing I would say is I think it's important to follow some type of a theming and to get something that's pretty maintenance-free. So, you know, the metal roof, I think, works really well with both of those.
We got metal roofs on all the buildings.
I think a metal roof,
and that's
the best way to
metal
go.
Roof. And the other thing is when we build other buildings, so you can duplicate it without making a little bit of money.
You know, I try to get, you know, kind of a forest green type of a roof or something like that that would match in well with the trees.
What have we got on this building here?
Metal.
What were you
Yes.
For square foot.
14.
I didn't even calculate that up, what the addition is.
Check that out of your backyard.
But the addition is larger than the existing building.
Find those from time to time.
So it would
more than double
half times the square footage of the existing structure.
And
we'll be paying like more taxes on this thing.
I'd like to see us do enough.
That's the other.
You know, we're gonna do the exterior even of the existing structure. We need some more insulation in the north wall.
Right.
And you know, there we're gonna need to deal with a mechanical reconstruction that's for the addition and probably the old house as well, as far as you know, heating system and electrical and those types of things. And so,
are we going to be able to run a four stair system on a solar system?
Bigger.
Just running,
it'd have to be pretty darn big.
Who recover those 2-volt cells? Yes.
Yeah. You're gonna. I mean, propane is where you're gonna have your heat from, and you're just running the fan.
Although my electric bill runs just as much in the wintertime as it does in the summertime, running a swamp cooler, and so the forced air heat does consume quite a bit of electricity.
Yeah, they're pretty.
But we can look for something that's as efficient as possible.
I've looked into, you know, planning on building my home. I've looked into that, the possibility of doing that, and everybody I've talked to has instead suggested just to use the in-wall heating systems that require no power, very minimal power, like a Rinnai vented, and you just do a series of those.
And they work beautifully.
And they work very well, and they last forever.
The little
and you
gas.
Can put each one.
Yeah, and they run off propane.
Yeah. And turn it off.
Rinnai makes them. They're the best in-wall systems, and they
That's
make small ones
idea.
And large ones. And they take almost no power.
You're only heating the space you're in.
That's right. So you can turn on them selectively. So you can say, you know, if you're only in the bedroom, you
might
can
be a little more
in the bedroom.
That might be a better way to go.
The units they run from a whole house one, which is probably $2,000, to a much smaller one that's maybe, you know, $500. So it just depends on which ones you need. And
you're under a window and you're not using any space that you're in.
But yeah. I guess the only thing I'm saying is I think we need to do research on all those things, but I'd like to see the existing portion of the house be upgraded at the same time we do this. So
we're replumbing it,
you know,
redo the wiring.
Just,
you know. That's
put in all efficient.
Anyhow, because it's so filled up with
calcium
and everything like that.
That'll happen.
Yeah,
we're new when you need to put filters. We're not going to be able to
get filters out there on the thing. Shut the water off long enough.
Well, that's a way to do it.
I brought copies of these for each of the board members.
You're doing it by yourself. This might be the time to.
Oh,
that would have been the same thing.
The same thing, but we still have this structure.
Talk over with the family and see.
Do the whole thing.
Yeah. We still need to do it.
Brent.
It is 11:45.
I like the looks of it.
I have told the board members I would prepare lunch for you. And whatever is left for anybody else is here can certainly eat.
Anything we
I have
no
sandwiches, so well, if you guys wanna
let me ask on this. We need some direction, I think, for what we're gonna say in the meeting today.
Absolutely.
Do we want to discuss this in the annual meeting, and do we want to
I think so.
Discuss the fact that we think that we're going to need to seek a source of financing?
I almost think if you could make almost a duplicate comment of what you said about here's the plan we've got, we need to finalize a little bit more on the pricing, but we're going to be looking at possibly 3 alternatives and sending that out to the members on a, you know, special assessment, raising the limit that the board is allowed to go in debt, or possible alternative funding, who knows? Maybe there's
well, so
what we can stress, multiple use on this too is the better, you know.
Well,
when we indicated there's more than just one possible use for it. It's just
that's actually a nicer reason why the addition should come out this
way.
Right. Right. So I think
gotta come funding has gotta come first. Don't worry about any of this other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, let's not get bogged down in about window tear doors there, especially at the annual meeting.
No.
No.
Options,
no.
You know,
this thing's got to get built. And if we can have blue lines up the yin yang, it won't matter if there's not one dying behind it.
Right.
You know?
That's why we got to make some proposals.
That's the thing you need to present today.
Yeah.
We might, it doesn't have to be finalized. Just put the plans up, let people look at them, you know, whatever we decide to do so they can go look at them and say...
Yeah, I brought this large set with that idea. And basically, that's what we've done at least is enough so that they can look at it and say, wow, that...
We can hassle out But the things that the membership has to decide, which is...
How are we going to pay for it?
Yeah.
You know, there might be a consortium of four or five people who do the same thing that you're talking about the one member doing.
Right.
Forming another LLC or something like that.
Yeah, that could be looked at actually in this. Let's say we form this new homeowners association entity,
right,
whatever it is, and that entity may have the ability to borrow a larger sum of money.
You've got a lot of things that
right
fit together here for a special meeting or whatever you decide to do.
Right. So that could work out actually pretty nicely.
Right.
Sounds good.
We need to get fully reunited with his family somehow.
Right.
That's
not a bad idea.
But
yeah, you know, that has to happen.
But if we had the financial solution, we could get going this winter. And that's. But without the financial solution,
we're not going nowhere.
We're just going to be playing games.
A lot of pictures.
Yeah.
This is beautiful.
A lot of pictures.
If we can post one of these on the board.
This is the one that posts, the big one.
Do you have another copy of this?
I can get another one. I brought this for for this purpose.
I was just thinking the wind.
I had a thought about the wind. Let's see how many people show up here.
Okay.
And if we haul this table out of here, and the board sits there at the breakfast bar, and we bring some of Larry's plastic chairs in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why we did this.
The weather's nice, but we got a lot of paper here today.
We can tell people they can come in and look at it.
Or we can have a whole
You'd better to have standing room only and be able to hear each other talk. Because when that wind blows,
can't hear
out there.
We can fit a lot of those plastic chairs in here if you guys, board wise, you sit there at the breakfast bar in the kitchen. Or
you can get along with people.
And good luck recording it if we're.
That's secondary. Let's just give it some thought.
I only have one comment on this house, and that's too nice for Oli.
Jake that brand.
Linda, you had all said something about roofing material.
There's roofing material and some structural material for pavilions that Dave Turley said he donated to the ranch.
It's out there.
And there was $4,000 credit.
$4,000 credit on the books is what was on there when I got the books. And
he made arrangements for his assessment for the next day.
By roofing some of the buildings.
By donating that material
donating
and doing some roofing.
Okay, that's what I did on
the roofing work.
Here's my work on this building. Kevin only did part of it. That's when he hurt his back, and then Dave finished it.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave finished this building, and I'm like a little historian here.
I know.
Here was my thought on the pavilion. That if we can get into a situation where we can do a multi-year carryover, we can build that thing in phases over a period of 5 or 6 years to turn it into a really nice structure. You could initially build the just cover part and then add on to it a kitchen and then add on to it a porch type pavilion, a porch type area or a covered dining area, and you can do that in sections.
Right. Phases.
1 year we build the just covered area and spend money for an outdoor cooking area and some furniture. Next year you could add on to that same roof line and do a kitchen and bathrooms. And
I'll reiterate what Bob Becker said last board meeting. Until the house is done, we probably shouldn't even consider an additional building.
Well, we've got $4,000 worth of materials to do a very simple structure.
We're going to build a pavilion right out here that isn't going to cost Ranch a dime.
Okay. We got the roofing and the truss out there.
That's the thing.
We've got, well, those trusses, those things, they're that S-curl stuff. They're not really trusses.
Purlins?
Yeah, and we can mill out on the mill a better, something that much more fits the overall motif of the property, where all we have to get is the bolt plates for the center sections of the that we can do on the mill. But we have tin, which is probably being blown to Cannonville right now. We put the most weight we could on it before and it blew it right off, but there's three pieces up. But anyway, we can do, well, tell you what, we're going to do a pavilion here that goes with the garden cabin and the fire circle thing for, it's just a covered place to eat that'll be about 40-foot table in it. The board should look at that one because it's not going to cost them anything, and we have the tin, we have everything but for a few hundred dollars of bolts. After that one's done, you should look at it and see if you want to do something like that on a grander scale or what you think.
Well, he said there was also materials to do pavilions at each of the ponds, a small pavilion, a small place to give you
that. That tin could be sawed.
It might be a good idea.
Those things came in, what, 30?
They're long,
picnic area.
5-foot.
But yeah, it was an idea because there's no trees in any of the ponds. It was a place to get in under.
That'd be a great idea.
Well, and this, this one that we do here, I think you should look at it and say we'd like to put one of those up by the ponds or whatever. Because we have the ability to log the log and mill it there.
Exactly. That was what
I want you to get the big log sections that are by the mill right now.
Those are
fill halls.